I mean, what is going on
low over there?
Low-informed
voters.
McCain.
Low-informed voters.
Are you kidding me?
It's low-informed voters. Here's this is
McConnell
the problem. You identified
Kentucky
the problem right there.
Hold on. He's endorsed by a Tea Party guy. McConnell in Kentucky is endorsed by a, quote, Tea Party guy who is a registered fucking Democrat.
Yep.
Most of this
I mean,
Tea
that's
Party
the insanity.
Has been completely infiltrated from the get-go by the leadership of the Republican Party and by activists in the Democrat Party. The Tea Party isn't even the Tea Party. It's a completely infiltrated movement.
Yep.
All right, you're absolutely right about that, Tex. You're absolutely right, Tex. It is infiltrated. Here's the thing. See, laziness, apathy, and low-informed voters. And believe it or not, some of you grassroots activists, you're low-informed voters. You get an email from blah, blah, blah Tea Party group. Do you check it against anything? Do you cross-reference it? Do you verify it? Or do you just say, hey, someone with a label Tea Party said that this guy's a Tea Party candidate, so he's got to be the conservative who'll vote for him. Well, guess what? That's how you fucking got Marco Rubio, okay? And he's not Tea Party, and he's not conservative, okay? And they're doing it to you all over the place. It's a typical ploy of people like Rove to go ahead and run two horses and get you to pick one that looks more like what you want when, in fact, they both work for him, okay? So you got to start thinking. And you got to get other people involved, and you got to get them informed, and you have to realize you're not going to find the perfect candidate, all right? But you can find the best possible candidate, and the measure by which you measure them is not their rhetoric. It's the Constitution and their record. And if you look at the record, you can see Justin Amash, Facebook posts and tweets every vote, why he voted yes, why he voted no. That's transparency. On the other hand, the most transparent presidency ever is so opaque, you don't even know what the hell they're doing. And frankly, I don't think they know what they're doing. We talked about their incompetency, but that's why it's covered up. Okay? You need more transparency. You need more accountability. You've got to get other people, and I don't care if they're from the left, the right, libertarian, center, they voted for Gary Johnson, they voted for Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, they wrote in Ron Paul. Doesn't matter. Get them to realize that we have to work together and find the best possible candidates who can give us what we're looking for, what Tex just said. Congress didn't go for the strike in Syria. 90% of Americans didn't want it. Suddenly their approval rating goes up. Well, of course their approval rating goes up. We avoided World War III because the Constitution worked. Oh, my goodness. You know, the power to wage war is vested in the legislature, not the executive, and it worked out. We prevented a stupid war. Now, it could still happen. It's probably only delayed. That's besides the point. Keep calling them, telling them you don't want it. But get people in, and you got to put pressure on these people. What you have to do is you have to make them fear reprisal from you more than reprisal from their backers and the bankers and those who are bankrolling their campaigns from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and all that crap, okay? And the way that you do that is use your power.
Rex, we don't really have any power. I mean, we only get to go vote. We're not even sure they're counting the votes. And, you know, we send in those fax blasts and emails. We sign Ted Cruz's petition. Well, no, you're not signing Ted Cruz's petition. That's the fucking problem. 1.3 million? There's 300 million people in this country. There should be 3 to 10 million signatures on that thing. So you're not signing it. And if you're signing it, you're not telling other people about it. All right? You can tweet it out. You can Facebook it. But the best thing to do is to actually talk to somebody in person or on the phone and tell them, this is why this is important. And if you're not sure you can articulate it, barring my colorful language, give them this show. I'll tell them. Here, right now. Just share this with them. Hey, you, I know you're not involved politically. You're not sure what's going on, but you smell that there's a rat. There's something odd in this country. You can't quite put your finger on it. You don't know who to trust. You think the government's lying to you because they're spying on you. They've lied about the using the IRS as a political tool, politicizing the FBI to cover up Benghazi. They've lied to you about why we're at war. They've lied to you about weapons of mass destruction. Bush was a liar. Cheney was a liar. Obama's a liar. Biden's a liar. Kerry's a fool. Yes, you smell something. You just haven't quite figured it out. Let me tell you what's wrong. What's wrong is that you have been too busy in your life. You've been too busy with your kids, your business, paying your bills, trying to find a job. I know, it's tough. It's tough out there, and it's going to get far, far worse, especially when Obamacare comes online, because it is a jobs killer. It is not a health care bill. It is not insurance reform. It is not medical.
in nature. It is designed to kill jobs so that you will have to become dependent on them. Because as soon as you become dependent on them for food and health and money, they own you as a voting bloc, because then you can't stop voting for them because you don't have anything of your own, only what they give you. That's called slavery. That's what's happening. You have to do something about it. Voting is important, but elections aren't until November. And this year, the major elections are in Virginia and New Jersey, a special election in Massachusetts. But next year, it's the midterms, and they're already jockeying for position. What you need to do is call them, and you need to go to www.don'tfundit.com and sign it, and you need to get 10 other people to do it, so that by the end of this week, we've got 3 to 5 million signatures, which will represent somewhere between 30 and 50 million Americans to Congress. Now they're scared. Now they're going, oh, shit, the people have figured out the game. They realize that we pander to the connected insurance companies, the medical drug providers, the pharma, you know, industrial complex, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, they figured the Qataris, the Saudis, they figured out who we really work for. And so now we're going to have to be cautious and be careful and figure out how to appease them. Well, the only way you can appease us is to do what we hired you to do. Right? The founding fathers fought a war for independence from the most powerful military force the world had ever seen because of no taxation without representation. What you have is no representation without representation. You're electing representatives who are not representing you. And as Tex lucidly pointed out, when they did represent you by preventing Obama from going into his private little Saudi war, you liked it. Well, you want more of that? Build an army. Send a grassroots tsunami to Washington. Quit sitting back on your ass, stuffing your face with Cheetos, and watching Dancing with the Douchebags or Fox and Fools or MSLSD, and do something. Let your congressman know. Let Eric Cantnot know. Let Mitch McConnell know. And let little crying tan Johnny Boehner know you are displeased, and you're going to make them pay. Once this groundswell, this large voice says that in unison, and we don't have to agree on everything, but we have to agree on this. Send that message. This is the time to make them listen, and this is the time when the actual conservatives in the Republican Party can box Obama in. We've got a debt limit coming up. They want $1 trillion so that we can service what we already can't afford to pay. We got the continuing resolution because Harry Reid hasn't passed the budget, so they need to fund the government beyond October 1st. And there is a bill out there in the House that actually has Obamacare defunding language in the continuing resolution. It fully funds every aspect of government except the $1 trillion for Obamacare. It cannot be decoupled by Mitch McConnell. Force Boehner and Cantnot to send that over to the Senate. Harry Reid won't want to sign it. He's going to send it back. Well, then guess what? The government will shut down. That won't be the Republicans' fault. The media might spin it that way. It'll be Harry Reid's fault. And if Mitch McConnell will actually unleash Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, there are some Democrats who might have to play ball because they're running close races, and people are becoming more conservative and more libertarian, not more progressive, they might actually be able to pass it. Oh, well, then Obama will veto it. Sure, because he's so in love with his takeover of American jobs and destroying the American economy the way he's destroying our foreign policy, that he will veto the bill, and the government will shut down, and it'll be on his head, and that'll be okay. It'll save you some money. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if the government shuts down, you'll still have your military. You'll still have essential law enforcement. Social Security checks still go out. Medicare still gets processed. Yes, if you're trying to apply for Social Security, maybe you'll have a little trouble. So what I would recommend to you do is before October 1st, go apply for your Social Security if you're in that age range. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. And so then what happens is the government will shut down. The only place in the entire country that will be severely affected negatively as far as economics goes is the Imperial City, since 80% of the economy here is government or government contractor related. Now, I'm all for it because it'll be great for traffic, and I won't deal with rush hour, But by the same token, you won't be spending money on all these people. Make them feel the pain. They chose to work for the government. Why aren't they voting to make sure that the Obamacare is defunded so that they can keep their jobs? They're the ones who are for it. So the Republicans aren't forcing a shutdown. The Republicans are trying to save money. And when I say Republicans, I'm talking about conservatives. I'm not talking about Johnny Boehner. He has to be forced. You're the force to do that. Get off your ass and do it. Back to you guys.